Who do you write this song for?
She's gone.
She's dead?
No, she's not dead. She's gone.
A trailer for Once, an Irish independent film which has been a surprise success in the United States this year. Shot in just 2.5 weeks for $160,000, it's taken in over $10 million at the box office since making a big splash at the Sundance Film Festival in January. It's about an Irish busker who gradually starts to fall for a struggling Czech immigrant as they begin writing music together. The male lead is played by Glenn Hansard of the Irish rock band The Frames. I spoke to him in Prague recently, shortly before Once's Czech premiere.
I guess what we did with this, we had a couple of handycams, we had no money, and we had a story and a few songs, and we just went and made this film. And we decided from the very beginning, if this film was rubbish, that we were going to shelve it and no one would see it. So there was never even a thought of, like, if this film is shit, we'll try to sell it to people, you know, to Frames fans and make our money back. We just thought, if it's shit, we don't put it out. If it's great, we'll do our best to put it out. And actually, this film was rejected by every film festival. We sent it to Sundance, we sent it to Toronto, we sent it to Edinburgh. They all rejected it. And then we played this film at a small theatre in Galway, just for me and Mara to see and for a few friends to come and see it. And it was a public screening. And this afterwards, I came out of the screening and I was very happy. And I said to John, thank you so much. I'm very proud of that. You know, and John was like, well, that's it. It probably won't ever be seen again. So that's probably the last time you'll see it on a big screen. And then this man came out and said, hello, my name is John. I've just come here on holidays to Galway. I saw there was a film playing. I wandered into the cinema. I saw it and I really liked the music. And I knew your band, The Frames, a little bit. And I work for the Sundance Film Festival and I'd like to recommend it. And so we didn't tell him that we had already been refused. And he went and recommended our film and we got in. And from there, the whole thing has taken on a whole new life because we won the audience award at Sundance. And from there on, this film has taken on a whole other existence. So it's fantastic.
Glenn Hansard referred there to an early screening for Friends, himself and Mar. Mar is Markéta Irglová, who plays the main female role in Once, a girl from the Czech Republic trying to eke out a living selling flowers on the streets of Dublin.
What's the Czech for... do you love
him? Miluješho?
So, miluješho?
Miluju tebe.
Markéta Irglová, a musician from Valašské Meziříčí in South Moravia, was only 17 when the film was made 2 years ago. Looking back now, she has mainly positive memories of the experience. But she wasn't entirely comfortable with the cliched East European get-up director John Carney made her wear.
Well, I feel that a Czech woman wouldn't dress like that, for one. I feel like Czech women dress very similarly to Irish women in a pair of jeans and a t-shirt, and John had an idea of an Eastern European woman that was more a Romanian than Czech, and he wasn't going to let go of that idea, even though I tried to convince him. And the other thing is that I know that many Czech girls go to Ireland for work or for holiday, and if they do work in Ireland, they work in a cafe at least, if not in a hotel or something a little bit more respectful than working on a street.
Did you have much input into your character in terms of how Czech your character was with Czech language, or could you say to the director, I'd like it to be more like this, or I think it should be more like that?
Yeah, I remember changing a few things in the script when I felt like they weren't really Czech, you know, just kind of trying to give him an idea of what a Czech person would say it or how would he say it. So I tried to change the script now and then a little bit like that, in that way. And also, you know, I guess we do speak Czech in a certain section of the film. But that was it. You know, there's not many chances where I get to actually say that I'm Czech or where you actually realize that she's Czech.
I think it's time we give it up and figure out what's stopping us from breathing. Some
of the songs on the Once soundtrack also appeared on a CD released last year by Markéta Irglová and Glenn Hansard called The Swell Season, after a novel by the great Czech writer Josef Škvorecký, Both The Swell Season and the soundtrack are now selling well.
That's ultimately our biggest kind of, biggest enjoyment out of the situation is that all these people that are getting to see the film are getting to hear our music, and our music is suddenly being exposed to a whole different audience that would have probably never discovered us, and that's amazing. And the idea that we can now go and play in venues more than 200 people who are gonna, which are gonna be full of people that know the music and appreciate it is amazing.
Since Once Was Made, Marquetta and Glenn, friends and occasional musical collaborators for many years, have become a real-life couple. And Marquetta has become a real-life immigrant to Ireland.
Yes, that's true. I've moved to Ireland in June after having graduated from high school. So I do live in Ireland now, but I certainly don't feel in the same position as the girl in the film does. You know, I'm financially secure and I live in a nice place outside of Dublin, and and I'm not, I don't work on the street, I travel around the world, working with my music. So I am an immigrant. I'm very much enjoying living in Ireland. Ireland has truly welcomed me so well, and I'm very grateful to all the people and the country itself for doing so.
I know before you moved, you were talking about getting a job, a really normal job in a cafe or something. Has that happened now that you've had this big success?
I know, because nobody will take me because I'm never there. So I can't actually work, and I can't study even, which I wanted to do. I can't study either because I'm never there. I've moved there, but I haven't spent any time there yet. So, but I guess there's no rush. There's always this is only once in a lifetime kind of experience, and you can always get a job in a shop, or you can always go on studying. So there's no rush with that, and I don't feel in any way bad that I'm not doing that at the moment. I'm very much enjoying what's happening, and trying to embrace it as much as I can.
But once the dust settles on Once, and Marquetta Irglova and Glenn Hansard finish promoting the film around the world, they won't be spending all their time in Ireland. After making the Czech Republic his second home for the last half decade, Glenn has now bought a flat here in Prague, where he hopes to spend a good part of every year. So, does that make him an immigrant too?
I guess so. I guess, I guess I'm a kind of a tourist. I mean, as a musician, I guess you escape the term migrant. You escape the term tourist even, because as a musician, you're speaking a language that everybody knows. So you're a citizen of the world.
I don't.